What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday, May 15th, end of the week here. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. And since it is Friday, of course, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number two. So the rules for the phone calls are, as always, a little different. We're going to do news in the first half of each hour, and then we'll take phone calls in the second half of each hour. So now that we've got that all sorted away, let's get into the news. Today's the anniversary of the Nakba, which means catastrophe. And it is the day when Israel basically stole Palestine from the Palestinians and launched this massive PR campaign saying, well, it's really ours. I mean, you know, God said this is all ours and you have to leave and you don't want to go against the world of God, do you? The word of God, rather. So ever since then, Israel's been trying to justify what they did without much success. And, you know, Israel still refuses to come to terms with what they did back then. They're still in denial and trying to legitimize their persecution of the Palestinian people. But this day in 1948 marks the forced exile of over 750,000 Palestinians from their homes and lands, some of whom thought they might someday be able to return to them. That has not happened. In fact, Israel's membership in the United Nations was contingent upon a Palestinian right of return. Israel has never allowed that to happen. Okay, let's get to the modern day news here. This Michael Flynn case is just getting bizarre. It's a Twilight Zone episode at this point. Judge Emmett Sullivan has now appointed an anti-Trump lawyer to argue against dropping the case against Michael Flynn. Even though the Department of Justice has already dropped it, the judge has appointed this lawyer, John Gleason, to come on in and argue why the case should move forward. And I think this qualifies as judicial misconduct. So Gleason is a retired New York Federal District Court judge who currently works as a partner at the international law firm Debevoise and Plimpton. And so he's going to be brought in as a friend of the court to argue against dropping the case, even though the Department of Justice has said we're dropping it. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Okay, the judge's job in that courtroom, besides being fair and impartial, which seems to be an impossibility here, is to see if there is a case for a prosecution. Well, if the prosecutors have already said we quit, there's no case. You know, the judge is literally trying to end run around the Department of Justice and say, oh, yes, I think there's a case there. And apparently, Judge Sullivan has also directed General Flynn's former law team, the ones who convinced him to plead guilty to perjury, they're going to reappear in court. And so the judge is just loading the court up with all these friends of the court that are against Michael Flynn and against Donald Trump. And whatever the outcome of this is, it's going to be open for appeal. Now, Emmett Sullivan is signaling he may pursue his own perjury or contempt charges against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn over his wanting to abandon and withdraw his earlier guilty plea. Now, that puts Michael Flynn in a no-win situation. He either goes along with that guilty plea and Sullivan will sentence him on that guilty plea, or he withdraws the guilty plea and Sullivan will sentence him for criminal contempt of court. This is a clear case of judicial misconduct, and I think the good judge ought to be de-judged or debarred, hard and feathered. Anyway, Samantha Power is still out there insisting she has no recollection of making an unmasking request related to General Flynn, even though it's recorded that she did so no less than seven times. And by the way, Fox News kind of chickened out on this because they were talking about all the people on that list who did unmasking requests, and they put the number of requests by each name, except for Samantha Powers, where they said, well, she made several requests. Now, hashtag subpoena Obama is trending nationwide, but unfortunately, Lindsey Graham has sort of chickened out on that, saying it would be bad for the country for Obama to have to testify under oath. It would certainly be bad for Obama, but how is it bad for the country for us to find out the truth of what happened? Maybe in Lindsey Graham's view, the truth is the bad part. We can't let the American people know the truth of what's going on here. It'll be our jobs. Lindsay, it very well might be. So Flynn's lawyer is excoriating Obama in an open letter and basically said there's no, he's responding to Obama's comment, the rule of law is at risk and that there's no precedent that anybody can find for someone who's been charged with perjury just getting off scot-free. Now, that's the kind of stuff where you begin to get worried that basic, not just institutional norms, but our basic understanding of the rule of law is at risk. When you start moving in those directions, it can accelerate pretty quickly, as we've seen other places. On Wednesday, Flynn's lawyer, Sidney Powell, punched back, correcting Obama's inaccurate diatribe. First of all, Michael Flynn was never charged with perjury. He also went after Eric Holder, Andrew McCabe, Loretta Lynch, and others. This is going to get ugly before it's over. And Rush Limbaugh was out there saying that he thinks Sullivan just wants to drag this out into a new presidential term where everybody is betting the farm they're going to have a Democratic president, which is what the mistake they made back in 2016, I might point out. And then they can jail Michael Flynn because they haven't been able to jail anybody else except for Manafort. They wanted Trump. They couldn't get him. 3 years of investigations from every single angle, including aerial overhead and underneath looking up. They couldn't find a thing on him. So they're desperate to justify all of this by finding somebody, anybody, they can throw in the hooscow. So Rush is out there saying that Sullivan wants to drag this out into a next presidential administration where they can have a Democratic president who won't pardon Michael Flynn and they'll put him away for as long as they possibly can. There's only one wrinkle to that. Donald Trump can pardon Michael Flynn on his last day in office, especially if he loses the election. He's going to do that. And there's nothing they can do about it. It's a presidential pardon. Meanwhile, Greg Gutfeld is out there saying something's got to be done about Adam Schiff. Okay, there's got to be some consequences for what he put this country through over the last 3 years. There's got to be consequences for his lying to you repeatedly, saying that he had evidence of collusion between Donald Trump and the Russians, and now we know there wasn't any. That's what the transcripts reveal. Everybody who testified in front of Adam Schiff said, we can't find anything. The only collusion was between the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Russians. And now it's come on out the Russians wanted her to win. John Solomon is out there saying everything about the Schiff show is falling apart. And he's absolutely right. It's crumbling. This isn't even going to play in Peoria. Now, getting on over to Joe Biden, he's done it again. Open mouth, insert foot. Apparently did this COVID-19 roundtable in which he made the statement that 85,000 jobs have been lost in the U.S. and millions of Americans have died. He got it backward, obviously. And it's another reminder that we're dealing with a presumptive Democratic presidential nominee who may be a few soft drinks short of a picnic. Anyway, so far, this whole Obamagate thing is showing that Biden is inadequate to challenge Donald Trump. More and more people are saying something is going to happen. Either Cuomo's going to come on in to try and hijack the Democratic convention. Remember, if they fail to get a majority vote in that first ballot, the floor is opened up and anybody can be put forward as a candidate. And that's where I think Hillary Clinton is going to make her move. Going to be an interesting convention, virtual or otherwise, here. So why did Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama seem so determined to impede and topple Donald Trump? Well, there's been a lot that's going on, you know, behind the scenes, like the Uranium One deal, the Clinton Foundation. There's a lot of stuff that's going on there. And there was this little club that everybody was in on the inside, where they kept each other's secrets and they made a lot of money and they exerted a lot of power and they killed a few people along the way. So U.S. Attorney John Durham is looking into the origins of the Trump-Russia probe. He's starting to take a look at the role played by Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation to try and fan up the Russiagate scandal. Now, back in November of 2017, there was an interview with the Italian newspaper La Repubblica, where Professor Mifsud admitted he was in the organization, a member of the European Council on Foreign Relations, and you know which is the only foundation I'm a member of, the Clinton Foundation. Now, Mifsud had originally said that he was the one who told Papadopoulos about the Clinton emails. Then he denied it. And apparently, Papadopoulos somehow knew the Russians had dirt on Hillary Clinton. Easy enough to do for anybody who wants to take a look. And apparently, this information became the trigger for launching Crossfire Hurricane. They wanted to get Trump on the defensive. They wanted to get him out before he could use this information on Hillary Clinton and make it public. I wonder why Trump hasn't done so now that he's secure as the president of the United States of America. He's leaving it up to us here in the independent media. Now, I'd like to put in a word from Michaela Wilkes. She is mounting a primary challenge against House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer in Maryland's 5th District. Now, Hoyer is one of the most pro-Israel Democrats in the House, and he's represented the district for almost 40 years. Wilkes is running an unapologetically progressive campaign, and Palestinian rights are an important part of her platform. She was recently endorsed by the Jewish Voice for Peace. Hoyer represents the corporate wing of the Democratic Party and is holding us back from real change, said Jewish Voice for Peace Action Government Affairs Manager Beth Miller at the time. Wilkes is part of the rising progressive left and would truly represent her district. We're proud to endorse her. So it looks like Steny Hoyer may not have a lock on the job for much longer. The FBI is investigating congressional stock trades that happened following the announcement of the, or just ahead of the announcement of the coronavirus pandemic. And it's already resulted in one congressman stepping down from a chairmanship. And now they're asking Senator Dianne Feinstein for documents about her husband's stock trades. Anyway. Let's see. U.S. imperialism's decomposition accelerates. This is international news we're getting into now. Apparently, we've gone from covert action or overt action to outsourcing. And when this first happened down in Venezuela, when these mercenaries went on in and they didn't even make it to the beach before they were caught. And I said, this is so badly bungled. You know, I have to think that the U.S. government had nothing to do with it. Well, I was wrong. Apparently, there was a contract, and apparently part of the contract was negotiated in a White House meeting involving representatives of Guaido and the president of the Silver Corps, which is run by Jordan Gaudreau, who was leading this whole operation from behind, I might add. And their mission was to attack the presidential palace, to overthrow Maduro, and install a de facto Guaido-led government. So the Venezuelan vice president is out there saying, I've never seen a contract for toppling a government. And it was a rather odd thing to have, you know, this paper document listing out what was going to happen, what weapons were going to be used, and how much money was going to be paid and how many people were going to be involved, which turns out, according to Silver Corps, about 300 people. They even had in the contract who was a legitimate target and who wasn't. So apparently there has surfaced within the British Embassy in Caracas a special unit devoted to the reconstruction of Venezuela. Well, the Venezuelan government is now saying, we demand respect and we want an explanation of why you have a planning office on reconstructing Venezuela. I mean, the reason is going to be very obvious. The invasion is on. And apparently somebody in the U.S. government actually thought this harebrained scheme of kidnapping Maduro and throwing him on a plane back to the United States was actually going to work. I mean, it was insane. I mean, when they did the same thing to Manuel Noriega, they used to use the regular military. And they went on in there in force. They grabbed Noriega. They threw him on a plane. He spent the rest of his life making license plates in Florida. All right. Let's talk about the coronavirus now because everybody else is here. Las Vegas is getting ready to reopen in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. They've been shut down long enough. They want to reopen. The lights are coming back on. The fountains are going, and the gambling and prostitution and everything else that made that city great, cranking back up again. All righty. Apparently, back in 2012, there was a comic book paid for by the European Union that predicted almost exactly what's unfolded with COVID-19, where there's a pandemic and globalists are portrayed as the saviors of all mankind. The comic book is titled Infected. It was a production of the European Commission's International Cooperation and Development Arm. It was not intended for widespread public consumption, but to be distributed inside EU institutions. Only a few hundred copies were printed. That's kind of a little bit bizarre here. Over at Google, they have censored, suppressed Dr. Judy Mikovits' Plandemic. And as a result, going along with the banned in Boston effect, it's made her book sort of number one in the bestseller charts. So it backfired horribly. Yeah, every time Google, or for that matter, Facebook or Twitter or YouTube censor something, everybody wants to know what was so dangerous, what was in there they didn't want us to see. I want to see it now. So it's not working. It really is not working. Apparently, Bill Gates' funded COVID-19 tracking program has now been halted over FDA requirements. They're calling it SCAN, which is supported and partially funded by Bill Gates, was suspended after Gates wrote in a Tuesday post on his personal blog that it has the potential to become an important tool for health officials seeking insights about the spread and behavior of the virus. The goal of SCAN is to track the spread of the novel coronavirus in the Seattle area by sending self-swab tests to local residents. China may have 640,000 coronavirus cases instead of 84,000, leaked data from the country's military-run university suggests. And apparently, we are already establishing China was being less than forthcoming about what was going on with this virus, where it came from, how it came to be, and so forth. And so this data leak from a university suggests that China has hundreds of thousands more cases than publicly acknowledged. Psychosis may be another symptom of COVID-19. Studies are suggesting some people with the COVID-19 will suffer hallucinations. They can hear voices, see visual effects. Not my kind of visual effects, medical visual effects. People have been talking about this Kawasaki-like disease, and it's got nothing to do with the motorcycles, but apparently they're confirming it is caused by the COVID-19 virus. And it can only be diagnosed by antibody tests. A study of 8 children admitted to a Birmingham hospital with the condition reveals they were infected with the SARS-CoV-2 virus several weeks before they showed any symptoms, during which time I presume they might be contagious. Now, cats can catch COVID-19 from other cats. They've already discovered that. The big question is, can cats reinfect humans? Well, generally, with naturally occurring pathogens that jump species, they can always be made to reinfect the original species. So the preliminary answer, and again, I'm not a doctor, but the preliminary answer would be yes. This has led to a problem because people are starting literally to abandon their pets, to kick them out of the house and abandon them on the street because they're afraid of getting COVID-19 from them. And that's a very cruel thing to do here. Researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and the University of Tokyo noted that none of the cats in their study was visibly ailing, but they shed the virus from their nasal passages for about 6 days. All right, this has got a lot of people kind of scratching their head and saying, you know, what's going on? Trump has confirmed he's rushing to get a vaccine done. He's calling it Operation Warp Drive. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with Operation Warp Drive after these few words.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%, no joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're talking about the vaccine plans and Operation Warp Drive to get a vaccine ready as quickly as possible. We know how rush jobs can often work up. But apparently Trump is confirming plans to distribute the vaccine by the military. Okay, nothing in the mail, nothing on UPS, nothing on FedEx, nothing on Mas Rapido or anything else like that. They're literally going to have the military come to your door and make sure that you have your vaccine. Now, I find this very frightening. And I don't want the vaccine, at least not right up at front until we see what damage it does. Because I'm old enough to remember the mandatory swine flu vaccination back in 1976 that killed 50 times as many people as the flu did. And they had to cancel the whole program because it was killing people. That could easily happen again with all this rushing around here. And the vaccine companies indemnified against civil litigation. Then there was that other vaccine, mandatory vaccine, that was giving people Guillain-Barré syndrome. I think the vaccine should be voluntary, and I might get it, but long after everybody else has had it, and we can see if there's adverse reactions. This idea that the military is going to come to your door with the vaccine, that is more than just a little bit scary. Alrighty, down in Cuba, they make interferon. Cuba has a wonderful medical establishment. It's on a par with that here in the United States of America, despite the poverty brought about by all these years of embargo. And they have this Cuban interferon, which is proven to be effective against COVID-19. Details of the effectiveness of the recombinant human interferon alpha-2b were presented by Dr. Eulogio Pimentel-Vasquez, director of the Center for Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology, affiliated with the BioCuba Pharma Enterprise Group, where the medication was first produced back in the 1980s. So they're having a little bit of luck with that one. Okay, the House Democrats have unveiled a new $3 trillion coronavirus relief bill. They're already meeting resistance from the Republicans, first of all, because the Republicans are wondering, where are we going to get that $3 trillion? They don't have the money. It's going to have to be borrowed at interest, I might add. And Nancy Pelosi has turned this new relief bill into yet another liberal wish list. I mean, they've got money there for Planned Parenthood. They want to give $1,200 each to illegal immigrants. They want amnesty for illegal immigrants. They want a lot of money for arts. They want a lot of money for various other progressive programs, and whatever's left over will be distributed to the American people. Now, I don't have a problem with money for the arts. I really don't. I do have a problem with money for Planned Parenthood and for illegal immigrants. And I do have a problem with amnesty for illegal immigrants. So I don't think they're going to get this one through. It'll die in the House of Representatives, which, by the way, I might add, under the Constitution, all revenue measures are supposed to originate in the House of Representatives, not the Senate. The Senate can either agree or disagree, but revenue measures originate in the House of Representatives. Okay, another aspect that is being snuck into the coronavirus bill is language, pardon me, that would create a loophole in states' voter ID requirements, allowing people to cast ballots without having to prove who they are. Can you say illegal immigrants voting the straight Democratic ticket? I knew you could. And here's another one of these stories that has my head scratching. It's not making sense. This is coming from cuzblue.com. And they're talking about how pig farmers here in rural America are culling, meaning killing, thousands of animals, even as we're supposed to have a meat shortage. Now, we know that pork exports to China are up. There are shortages in our supermarkets. Something doesn't make sense here. Okay. Why are we not able to get these pigs to market? There's something going on here. Are they trying to create an artificial shortage to drive? Wouldn't be the first time that's happened. So, basically what they're saying is the closure of the meat packing plants is the problem. Have you noticed that all these meatpacking plants seem to be coming down with coronavirus, but none of the big box stores are? There's something weird about that as well. All right. Over in Wisconsin, as we reported yesterday, the state Supreme Court struck down the stay-at-home order. As of today, the Wisconsin bars are packed with patrons. They're out there having a really, really good time. Meanwhile, Israel is wrecking efforts to halt the spread of COVID-19 in the West Bank city of Bethlehem. And basically, the Palestinian Authority's jurisdiction only covers 18% of the West Bank, known as Area A, which includes Ramallah, Bethlehem, Jenin, and Nablus. And although the PA is theoretically responsible for security in these cities, Israel has often subjected them to military raids with the acquiescence of the world's most powerful governments and institutions. And Israel has started confiscating COVID-19 supplies away from the Palestinian clinics. All right, we're going to take another break for commercial, and we'll be right back after these few words. We'll be taking phone calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late-night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to take some phone calls, starting with Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. Thank you for waiting patiently. And what's on your mind? Mark dropped, so let's go to Jim in Montana. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
They have a cure, Mike. They just came out today, California. They're pretty much guaranteeing it. They came out with an antibody that is extremely successful against the coronavirus. It coats your cells, or it coats the coronavirus or something, and then it flushes out of your system in like 4 days. They say, what did they say? It was like 100% effective. Yeah, Google that up. Yep. Today they came out with it. It was pretty funny because I was just starting a petition, writing it up last night, and I was about to start calling all kinds of senators and stuff and tell them, like, hey, I have a petition going, and I've already got about 20 people that were going to sign up on why they're not using colloidal silver. And specifically colloidal silver in diffusers and humidifiers to experiment treating with the COVID. Like, they won't even freaking go near colloidal silver, and they were on the attack on colloidal silver hard this last week.
Well, they're not thinking about what's best for the patients. They're thinking about what's going to make the most money. In fact, Fox News just had a story on here where the acting Homeland Security director is claiming Iran and China are targeting U.S. COVID-19 vaccine research. Well, if this really is a global health crisis, I would say that share and share alike ought to be the guidance here. But obviously, again, the United States wants to come up with a cure or a vaccine and make the money off of it, and the rest of the world be gosh darned.
Yes, sir. You know, I think they had the cure the whole time. I think they're just breaking it out because they realize that this is going to start backfiring on them if they continue with this anymore. You know, I was looking at the numbers as well, Jersey and Dustin. He said last week or something like, oh, 56 deaths in Jersey today, guys. 56 deaths, you know. Dude, you averaged 250 deaths in Jersey a day. A day, man. And it's all from heart attacks and cancer. What's going on down in Jersey where everybody's is a high rate of heart attacks and cancer? Like, you know, 80% of the deaths that happen daily there are from heart attacks and cancer. So that's a pretty toxic place. It is like, well, like Italy, when they were having the most issues with corona. Well, Italy's got some of the worst air quality. There's a province in Italy that has like I don't know, something in the top 3 years or something like that of the worst air quality in the world. And some of the worst respiratory illnesses, people with, you know, with a population with the most respiratory illnesses, you know, per quota or whatever. You know, that's nothing new to Italy anyway, you know. Probably corona did come through there, made, you know, things a little worse. You know, those people were all suffering from bad respiratory illnesses anyway from toxic air. But, you know, it's so exaggerated. These numbers are so exaggerated. In March and when the corona really started hitting New Jersey, it was like at the end of March, you know, for the month of March, it was like 80 deaths or 90 deaths.
Yes.
And it went from 80, 90 deaths in March and then to April. Like, I don't know, like... couple thousand, 3,000 or 4,000. That does not make any sense. How do you have that huge of a jump? There was a gentleman, I think it was Jersey as well. There was a gentleman that went to, maybe it wasn't Jersey, but there was a gentleman that went to the conservative conference, and Trump was there, and Mike Pence was there, and Pence and Trump had said they were going to go quarantine after the conference or whatever. This one guy went to this conference and got the corona. Okay.
Yes.
Now, how does one individual in that big conference with all those people, how does only one walk out of there with corona? I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's I don't know. Doesn't make sense. How is he walking and mingling through a room and whatever, and groups of people and whatever, and no one else is affected? But then you look at the jump that Jersey had from March to April, from like 80 deaths to thousands. You know, how does that make sense? How could one guy walk through the conservative conference, blah, 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 and nobody gets infected?
He may not have been contagious if that's taking the disease.
What's that?
He may not have been contagious at that stage of the process here. I mean, when you get infected, you know, there's a period of time where the virus is in your body starting to reproduce, but you're not yet really contagious to those around you. Then as it progresses, you become more contagious to those around you. So I would speculate that this individual who got the coronavirus, you know, they're assuming that he got it at this conservative conference. He may have picked it up on his way out the door.
If he picked it up, sure, Mike, but if he picked it up on the way out the door, how could he have been the only one? Like, maybe it wasn't even tied in with the comp. I don't know.
Well, how long ago was the conference?
Shoot, I can't remember. It was, I think it was back when the Corona thing was first starting, like in March or whatever. It was the conservative conference or whatever, and Pence and Trump and everybody was there. But
all righty, well, listen, thank you for the information. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are starting to fill up here. We're going to go to Mark in North Carolina, who called back. Mark, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. One thing about General Flynn. Look, if Trump has any guts, if he has a pair, he will immediately pardon Flynn and at the same time appoint him as national security advisor again to really stick it to these Democratic fools. And he should also start an investigation of this judge to see about getting him out of that. The other thing about with the coronavirus stuff you just brought out about, first of all, if you're paranoid or something, makes you paranoid. This is typical of what they've tried to do in saying that anybody who doesn't believe the garbage that the establishment says has some kind of a mental disorder, and this just adds to that. And as far as the pets go, these vermin are not even satisfied to attack human beings, but they want to attack our pets. Because again, if you look at the global warming pools, they say that pets contribute to global warming. Because I guess because they breathe out carbon dioxide, as all life forms do, as far as I know. There's an agenda there. Like, wake up, people! Wake up! Understand who this enemy is. This enemy is evil. I'm beginning to wonder whether it even is a coronavirus, or they're not taking the flu, some form of the flu, and just saying it's a coronavirus and coming up with, or combining the two together, all the flu, because I haven't even heard flu statistics from this year, and trying to scare you people to death. All they're trying to do, okay? Take care of yourself. You shouldn't have to worry about flu, coronavirus, or anything else. Stop with these stupid masks. Crying out loud, folks. You're being played. I mean, we're being played. I believed this crap in the beginning, because I'm kind of a hypochondriac. But as I started looking into it more and more, I realized it was just that crap. I don't know what went on in China. I think China may be playing a game, too, on its population. All right? Well, that's about all I have to say, Mike. But wake up, folks, please. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to Israel and Palestine, military analyst for Israel's Yediot Ahronoth newspaper, Alex Fishman, said that Prime Minister Netanyahu is planning to buy the Palestinian silence over the annexation of the West Bank with cash. According to Fishman, as Israeli occupation forces arrest Palestinians during overnight raids in an effort to stop mass protests as a result of the plan, the government is offering to revive and nourish the Palestinian economy with handouts to placate the Palestinians. Personally, I don't think it's going to work, but it's nice that they're getting some money anyway here. Meanwhile, church leaders are out there warning against the Israeli plans to annex the West Bank. The Anglican Archbishop in Jerusalem, Suhail Dawani, is one of 13 senior church leaders to put their names on the statement calling on Israel not to unilaterally annex land in the occupied West Bank. So this is something that is definitely not getting a huge amount of support other than from the United States here. All righty. So we're in the middle of a world health crisis, we are being told. So what does the U.S. government does? Well, it ramps up confrontation with Iran and with China. It deploys nuclear bombers against Russia, North Korea, and the rest. And the Pentagon is just marching off to war enthusiastically. So there are countless thousands suffering the effects of COVID-19, including hundreds of members of the U.S. Armed Services, while the world's despots are relishing their freedom to persecute minorities. The propaganda campaign is intriguing, and although amateur and absurd in content and dissemination, the message is unfortunately being believed by the millions at whom it's directed. Okay, we're going to take another phone call. Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I called you a warp speed with my warp drive. Mike, that caller before Mark from North Carolina.
Yes.
Italy has like a large older population.
Yes.
And you got to understand, mean, I'm not a doctor and a scientist, but the way viruses work is, you know, well, it'll, the way it spreads is by, if you have it with this virus, and I don't know what the flu is, the flu, is it times three? So three times three is nine times, you know what I mean? Like, and then you get the super spreader. I mean, that's how it spreads so quick, especially in New Jersey, where I live. It's like a, I mean, it's not a sardine can. It's close, though. I mean, it's a small state with a large population. I mean, I don't live in the city, you know, but like, but it's just, you know, that everybody's going to get this. That's why I keep explaining to people when I call, like, if you're in New York, it's a large population. So they're going to, but Mike, I look, you know, Mike, did you see on the daily, I go on the Daily Mail, and I try to use my brain with that site, because Daily Mail is sometimes fluky. You know, did you see all those people waiting for Trump to drive past or something?
Yes.
Like, no, hardly anybody had masks on. Now, I mean, a lot of young people live in the cities. A lot of older people who live in the rural areas. Like, I looked at the number. So, I mean, you know, all those people in Wisconsin are all happy to go into the bars. I mean, I kind of feel sorry for them, what's going to happen, because, you know, they're going to bring it home, and it's going to spread there. And it's not, like I said, it's not a sardine can, but it's still going to spread through their community, you know? And I mean,
yes.
And you know what's crazy? Like, I look at the communities, they don't have, like, in terms of hospital care, I think they'd get overwhelmed more than we would, right? Like, on the cities, because they're not really set up for, like, a large amount of people coming in into those smaller, you know, hospitals or doctor's offices and stuff.
Well,
in the
that's why
area.
They wanted to flatten the curve, was to prevent the system from being overwhelmed. They're not saying that they're going to actually prevent or reduce the number of cases. They just want to spread them out to make it more manageable.
Which, you know, do you think there's going to be like a second wave worse because of mutations and just the way, like I said, I don't have a problem wearing a mask. I went out today, and I have it on my neck. I flip it back. I don't keep it hanging on my car rear view mirror. That's stupid. I just flip it over, and I go in, and so I come out, I take it off. That's it. It's quick and easy. You know, but I just see people, well, not here, because you got to wear a mask when you go in the store. But I just see people who just don't wear it, and it's like, it's this lack, that, you know, that lack of, how do you say, the lackadaisic attitude, you know,
the
arrogance and, yeah, it's an arrogance and ignorance attitude that can actually bring out the second wave, and it could be worse or mutate. You know, that's why I always say take precautions or be street smart and safe. You know, I mean, and then one last thing before I get off the phone is Trump. Did you hear that story about the private plane company that Trump's one of the donors owned? He got like a bailout or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you know, Mike, it doesn't matter. I said it before. Trump, Bush, Clinton, Obama, what's the difference? It's the cronyism, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Mike Pompeo, this, that, blah, blah, blah. What's changed, people? You know, Mike, and I got to disagree with some of your callers. I mean, there's no indictments coming against Obama. They're not going to. You saw Lindsey Graham. You said that. Like, he's
yes.
part of the establishment, Mike. I mean, he is part of that group.
He just wilted.
You know,
he wilted.
Mike,
and his excuse is just lame. It's bad for the country. No, finding out
they're
the truth
wilted.
Is never bad for the country. Just bad for the government.
It is, but that's bull, because he's part of the government establishment, the deep state. That's
yes.
why they all, Mike, like I said, there's two deep states, on the left and on the right. They come into the center when it comes to Syria, right? Russia, China, evil China.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Evil. Hey, when's the last time you saw anything coming out about China, that German article, remember, from the German intelligence agency? That disappeared. Remember, that's the same German intelligence agency that protected Angela Merkel's phone, right, from being spied on by Obama?
Yes.
So this, all this is nonsense. And you saw that Trump comes out against Huawei, right? Like, you saw that article going after
yeah,
Huawei.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so this is all, Mike, it's all geopolitical games. Using the virus as basically as a weapon, you know, and but that's all I got to say, Mike. Have a good night, and hope Claire and you stay safe. Still wear your mask. I don't care what anybody calls in and says, you know, be street smart. Have a good night.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're coming up on another commercial break. We got two callers waiting on the line. I'm going to try and squeeze in before the top of the hour because that's when Lady Claire joins us, and we're going to shut the phone lines again for the first half of the next hour. So stay tuned, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsor.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show. We're going to try and cram in 2 phone calls before the top of the hour. Al in Canada, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Good. When Dustin was talking to you, something occurred to me. He takes a lot of flack on your show, you know, and it reminded me of years ago with John in Barbados.
Yes.
I I would love to have known what he thought of all this. But I've read some of the comments, and too, on, you know, like some of the comments that are on your show as well, on the YouTube channel, and it's just disgraceful what people say about this fellow. Anyway, you know, I mean, I don't think a mask is going to help anybody. As a matter of fact, I would suggest people want to get this just to build some immunity towards it. It'd be better than a vaccination. And like Dustin said himself, it mutates. Aren't they saying this mutates? How do you vaccinate something, someone against something that mutates? It's like trying to vaccinate someone against the cold or the flu. They don't work.
And look how badly they've botched that up year after year.
Yeah. And, you know, year after year, the governments, at least up in Canada, they pay for this nonsense. And every year they say, oh, well, you know, it only had, what do they call it, efficacy rate or something like that, like a 40%. Or, and I think that number is total bullshit anyways.
Efficacy.
Yeah, you know, yeah. So why wouldn't you want to get it? And then, you know, now they're saying that you can get it through the eyes, which, you know, it only makes sense. I mean, come on, people, think about this. You can get it a lot of different ways. You don't have to be near anybody that's coughing or hacking up a storm. It's like any virus. It's on the surfaces you touch. It's everywhere. People that are born in a bubble live in a bubble. You know, it's time to, like, stop this nonsense. Stop being so afraid of something that might not even do anything to anybody. A lot of people don't even show symptoms. What do they call that? Asymptomatic?
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't, like you said, Mike, you don't want to get a shot in the arm for this stupid thing. I don't either, because I've seen what it's done. I've seen what it's done to me. I've seen what it's done to my brother, these shots that are supposed to help people. No, thanks. I'd rather just get it over with. You know, if I die, oh, well. You know, I'm in my 50s. I had a good run. What do you think, Mike?
Well, I'm not ready to shuffle off this mortal coil anytime soon, but yeah, I actually, if it turned out I've already had it and developed antibodies to it, I'd be absolutely delighted.
Yeah. So would I. I think that's the only way to go. And if there's a second wave, good. If there's a third wave, even better. Because I think after this, the wave, even if there are, you know, such things as this wave, they're going to be smaller and smaller until eventually, you know, if at the end of the year or even by the middle of next year, if they come up with a vaccine, who's going to need it? All the people that are terrified to stick their nose out their own door for fear that something evil might happen, when in actual fact, they're healthy individuals. They're just paranoid. They're like hypochondriacs. They're afraid of everything. That's no way to go.
Okay, Al, we've got to let you go. We got to let you go. And we're going to take this one last call right after the top of the hour. Then the phone lines are going to be closed until the bottom of the hour to give time to the lovely Lady Claire with her unique perspective on the world. We'll be right back.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.